Gang, the coronavirus is sweeping the nation, it's planted its roots, and most scientists are saying it's not going anywhere for a while. Those nasal swab tests are hard to get and they're very expensive. Well, our friends at ProResults are doing rapid COVID-19 antibody testing to let you know if you have had the virus. They take cash or credit, no insurance needed, no doctor appointment required, and you get the results in 15 minutes. Gang, I've taken the test 2 times. It's painless, it's quick, it's easy. And How Did I Get Here is partnered with ProResults, offering you 15% off COVID-19 antibody testing. Just go to ProResultsAustin.com/HDIGH. That's ProResultsAustin.com/HDIGH for 15% off COVID-19 antibody tests. Go get your tests. Let's get down.
You gotta open the vault.
Open my vault?
Open your vault.
Once I open the vault, it ceases to be a vault.
You have no choice.
The vault.
It's time for How Did I Get Here? From the Vault. And now, here's your host, Johnny Gowdy.
Alright, hello, and welcome to another episode of How Did I Get Here? From the Vault, where we reach back into our vault, yank out an old episode, polish it up, and deliver it to your eardrums. A little something for you to listen to, an old combo. Hundreds of episodes we've got in this vault, gang. And today is a special show. I was so excited to do this show, and I was so tired. I'll give you the circumstances, but this is from episode 261. It's me and Angelo Moore from Fishbone, the lead singer of Fishbone, Angelo Moore, Dr. Mad Vibe himself. He had a band called Angelo Moore and the Brand New Step at that time. I don't really know if they're still going, but I met up with him and we went to a place. It was a little crowded. It was a little loud. I was exhausted. I had some cocktails. I was talking loud. I was excited because I was talking to Dr. Mad Vibe himself, Angelo Moore from Fishbone. I was freaking out. So it was South by Southwest 2014. And the story is, I had been doing interviews all week here in Austin. I was doing like 3 or 4 a day. Okay. I was going to places and meeting people at that point. And later on, I changed my system and made people come here. But at this point, I'm running around downtown. I'm meeting someone in a hotel room. Then I'm going to meet someone in the lobby of somewhere. Then I'm meeting someone at a bar. Then I'm meeting somebody on like a corner. It was nuts. So I was doing it like this. And I did podcasts Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday. And after my last podcast on Friday, I jumped in a car with my friend Kyle Crusham at about 5 or 6 at night. And we drove to Houston and played a gig with Skyrocket at the Continental Club until about 2 in the morning, packed the stuff up, drove back, got back here about 5 in the morning, went to sleep, got up at 7:30 or 8 to meet my first people at 9, and I walked downtown and I met my first people at 9. So by the time I met Angelo, I'd done like 3 or 4 interviews already. I was completely exhausted, and I'd started having some cocktails because it really seemed like the thing to do. So, from episode 261 that came out on April 4th, 2014, from South by Southwest 2014, this is me and Angelo Moore from Fishbone.
How did I get here from the vault?
1, 2, 3, hit it.
Take a little step to the east. Take a big step to the west. Take a little step to the east. Take a big step to the west.
Take a catapult to the top of the sky. Go as far as you can go. See it with your eyes. Tell all the women. Bang all the girls. Notify the men. Round up all the boys.
Oh shit! So, that band was managed by Fitzgerald's, the club, And when you guys went there in 1989
Gerald's
to play
here and take
in Houston,
Houston, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you know the place.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like it's falling over.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it always looked like it's falling over.
Yeah, it's got
even
that old style. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like 89. It was like the week after I saw I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, and you guys were Fly Guys theme music.
Right. Okay. That's when Huggy Bear was walking out in his yellow.
That's right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yellow
with
Pepsi.
With the aquarium
with the elevator shoes.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Aquarium
yeah. And they all start falling apart, and you guys keep
yeah.
on playing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I went. I was managed by Fitzshields.
Okay.
And so I was like, Fishbone's coming. I'm gonna go to their sound check, and they're like, fine, come on in. So I went there and I tried to talk to you guys, but it did not happen. But I just wanted to be like, I love you. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those are my two stories. But listen, there's a great show today.
Thank you.
And the crowd got 78% better when you took the stage, like as far as beauty goes.
Right on.
Yeah, that was an ugly ass crowd before you took the stage.
Dude, that show was fun.
Yeah, you did.
I broke a sweat.
Yeah, you did.
I broke a sweat and wore a suit and tie all the way through it.
Like everything.
Hell yeah, I was in there. I had my business suit on.
You're always.
I have my suit and tie on because I'm in business.
When did you start playing theremin?
Well, I started playing theremin like when Fishbone did Chim Chim's Badass Revenge.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's probably like about 10, maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. But when we were doing Chim Chim's Badass Revenge with Dallas Austin, that's when I discovered the theremin.
How did it come to you? Was that the Clara Birch documentary? Or no?
Well, I saw that,
yeah.
But the way I discovered, I was walking down this hallway in the studio that the Fishbone was recording in at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in the basement walking down the hallway, and I walked past the theremin and it went whoop. I just heard something go whoop when I walked past
gone.
It. Because it was somebody had left it on.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I walked back and put my hand, I looked at it and I put my hand close to it and it went whoop. And I'm like, oh shit, and that was it. That was it. I was hooked in.
Is it hard to play? I've never even tried. I've been so scared to try and learn it.
Yeah, it's a little hard to play. Well, you can't
there's
move.
No, there's no
you can't move your body
you
around.
See. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
so you got to feel what the notes are.
Yeah.
You know.
You like that?
Well,
you have a connection to it? Like, it's an instrument you have a connection to, right?
Yeah, because you really got to focus when you're playing it, you know, if you want to play in tune.
Yeah.
If you're playing in tune, and you really got to focus because you got to feel what in the space of the notes.
Yeah.
In between each note is a certain space that you got to move, you know.
Yeah.
The lower notes are a bigger space to move your hand.
Right.
And the higher notes are a smaller space that you move your hand. And, you know. So it's really a scientific instrument. I love it, man. Yeah.
Do you live in L.A.?
Yeah, I live in L.A.
Yeah. And you
Glendale.
Guys live in San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Is that right?
Berkeley.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
How do you like it there? How long have you been there? The whole time? Like since Fishbone?
I grew up in L.A.
From? You did?
I grew up in L.A. And it was actually, I grew up in L.A., Woodland Hills in the Valley.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, I lived in L.A. I've been living in L.A. for a while. And now I live in Glendale.
Oh, nice.
I live in Glendale. I got my laboratory in Glendale. One house, it's got black and white stripes on it, and it's in the middle of a parking lot next to a liquor store and a muffler shop, right across from the train tracks. So I can make noise as anytime I want.
Yeah, that's
three,
great.
I ain't got no neighbors, so it's happening.
Do you have a recording set up in there?
Yeah, that's my studio.
Nice.
Yeah, Dr. Mad Vibes Laboratory.
Yeah, Dr. Mad Vibes Laboratory.
Uh-huh, that's
Is that where
right.
you made this record?
Well,
partially
no.
or no?
Maybe it's some overdubs here and there, but I made it with these guys.
Right. Members of the Brand
Chris
New
and
Step.
Jim. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, they came up to me after seeing the movie, right? Came
right.
up to me
yeah,
after
yeah,
the
yeah.
movie.
Amazing movie, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Great story.
They came up to me after the movie and said, "You want to make some music?" I'm like, "Yeah, man."
Yeah.
You know, and so we made the Brand New Step.
Yeah.
And it's symbolic to my knee operation, man. I had a knee operation. I had broken cartilage and staph infection in my left knee. So after all of that was over,
we can pause for just a second. Hang on. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, so you broke your leg. How did you do that? Or you hurt your knee?
Yeah, I had broken cartilage in my left knee. And I got a staph infection. I had to go in there and get an operation and all that. So after all of that, then these guys came along and we did the record. So they made a song, Brand New Step.
Yeah.
Which is symbolic to my brand new step.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got the song and the miracle and we got the whole CD. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the band sounds
great.
Got
a couple videos out for it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris put together some of the videos.
Yeah.
You know, Jim is playing on it, singing
produced
on it, produced
it,
yeah. Right?
Great producer.
Yeah.
I interviewed another band that he produced earlier this week. I just found out.
Yeah?
Yeah. So this is like a genre-bending group, but not as hard as Fishbone was, that like went from like funk to like metal to like, you know what I mean?
This one's got a little poppy vibe to it.
Yeah, it does. And it's a good time, but it still has some like some soul stuff, and then it goes into some, you know, more up-tempo.
It's got some rap on there. Yeah. What's the guy? What's his, Tin? What's his name?
Common.
How do you
Casual.
Guys...
I tell Casual me you, singing on there, too.
Yeah. Tell me how you tell me how you come up with the songs. Tell me how you came up with the songs with the for the Brand New Step. If you want.
Well, that kind of comes from a collaboration of... I think most of them came from us coming up with tracks and beats and like parts, you know, productions. Things that are made in a studio.
Right, not
jammed out.
Right.
And then... We come up with them and then we play them for him, and if he's feeling it, you know, which he feels like almost everything.
Yeah, every
lyrics to have.
Yeah.
And he starts, you know, looking at it as a song, like the very first song, Brand New Step, was just this instrumental thing. It wasn't even nearly as upbeat. It was kind of a little, just very different. And we played him a couple options in the studio and he started vamping on it.
Pushed out 40, some lyrics.
45 minutes later, he came up with
an hour later, it was done.
Yeah.
It shocked all of us.
When it's easy, it's usually good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It means that you did something right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was an easy process.
So this band feels like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How hard is it to bring such a big band to Texas to do South by Southwest? I mean,
it's hard. Isn't that hard?
I mean,
just plane tickets and money. And
yeah, we got everything early on and tried to keep it cheap as we could. Everyone's been really nice with backlining, so we didn't have to fly a whole lot of gear.
Right.
And, you know, we have a lot of friends here, so they were able to put us up.
Good.
And that saved a huge expense.
Yeah.
Not having to get hotel rooms or RV or whatever, you know. It's just,
So a lot of people are stripped down. I mean, I notice there's so many bands now due to how hard it is to make money doing stuff. There's so many like two-person bands right now. You know, like at one point it was the White Stripes and the Black Keys. And now there's a bunch, and I don't know if they were so influenced by that or the blues or if it's just fucking necessity. You know what I mean? Like two of us can make a living doing this.
Well,
four of us can't.
Dutch Claypool and Kehoe was doing it the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were.
What was the name of that club? The Rooster?
Mohawk.
The Mohawk, yeah.
Close enough. They were at the Mohawk.
But this band, so they had the twang. I almost got up there and played a little second. You know, there's so many sounds on the album.
Right, there's so much going on that you guys have to bring this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't do it all by myself. So
no.
It's like, and I enjoy having it be like a...
I love that
group.
It's not tracks, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That would be
horrible. That's a
whole lot. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Ow. Shit.
I wouldn't expect that from you.
You
to be honest,
expect,
as a fan for a long time, I would never expect you to show up with like a fucking iPod and start
Don't
singing.
Weigh in on it. You're going too much on his side there.
See,
we might need to do a... We're talking about that, but...
I have the hardest time with playing with a track.
Down here, right?
Yeah, well, to me...
But he likes playing with a track.
He does?
These guys like playing with track.
No, they're from their world.
They're from them. Now, you know what?
I don't like it.
It's just not... I'm just a purist. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But... I'm not afraid to use it as long as it's tasteful.
Well,
and it's not like if it stops working, it doesn't kill what's
happening.
It doesn't
kill, yeah. Everything has to continue.
Right.
The tracks, like for instance, I mean, we got a guy who couldn't, he had to stay home, but what's his name?
Brandon.
Brandon plays, you know, he mans the track, but he also mans like a little electronic effects that he has, like the scratching and stuff like that, and he throws in there too, which is in my opinion, the electronic
element
of the music is what I
this is sort of a crazy topic with the track part, because I mean, I know how Angelo feels in Fishbone and everything, but I kind of lean towards at some point experimenting a little bit more with the tracks.
I respect that.
You know, because I'm trying to, you know, I think there's something with the tracks, you know, but I understand you know, we don't want to just push play with something and have two drummers all of a sudden. And
exactly.
Stuff. But, you know, as time goes on, maybe we'll introduce it a little bit more, because the album has a lot of sound effects.
A lot, yeah.
And we're not, we've sort of become this whole other animal now.
But it's definitely a digital album.
So like, yeah, I mean, there's a theory to this that's like that we want to do with sort of our own Mike Charles Barkley
Gorillaz,
okay,
TV Corporation.
Yeah.
Which is so different than Fishbone, everything he's been.
You go see those bands and they're
so it's like, you know, it's a different, it's definitely a breath of fresh air, you know. As far as like, you know, the CD, but live, the way we're playing it live.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. It totally, you made up for it with balls, you know what I mean? And energy.
Yeah. And the one thing where the tracks wouldn't work is when Angelo just starts to go off.
Yeah.
And dance, and it's like, take it from the top, let's do the chorus again.
Yeah.
Track wouldn't be able to do that.
The track wouldn't be able to do that.
So, you know, the only way we could do that is if we had like another guy who could really massage it in,
yeah,
stop it, restart it.
Right.
We haven't really mastered that yet. So.
You know, the main thing that I've been noticing in this is that I know bands that do it that I've actually talked to during this festival, but like in a throw and go situation, how the fuck are you gonna do that? Like, how are you gonna, you know what I mean? Like, how are you gonna have your tracks play?
You can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It limits it. It opens you up in some ways, and it limits you in some other ways. Mm-hmm. I've done full fours
with track
like playing. With like the guys from like the Hieroglyphics in the Bay Area.
Right.
Where me and another guy were two dudes with a laptop and some like cool instruments and a rapper. And people loved it. It was great. But we were playing nice big places with nice big sound systems.
Right.
A sound check to dial it in.
Exactly. You guys
and this throw and go.
Yeah.
You know, and before South by Southwest, I called Chris up and I was like, there's no way we're using any tracks at this crazy
Does Roger Branding's brother, is Roger Branding's brother still in San Francisco doing engineering and stuff? What's his name? Chris, yeah. That guy's great. He was the reluctant jellyfish bass player, the first one.
Now, you know, I did a whole tour in the East Coast and I was singing on my tracks. Came my instrumentals to my laptop and I sing and play a sax over it.
Did you feel like it was a different presentation?
Yeah, different presentation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally different presentation.
You didn't have a bass player and a drummer.
Yeah, I didn't have all that.
You
know,
so you needed to
be in a computer.
Karaoke style. You had a lot more money at the end of the night. But probably not the fulfillments that you get from being in a band.
So, you know, when you're singing to your track, when you're doing it karaoke style, you just got to have a whole lot of imagination, man. You got to get real Peter Pan with that shit.
Well, you're the kind of performer, I think, that could do something like that without having too much, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain people that could go out and do a track thing with just tracks and be entertaining, and I would go see that if you came and did that.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what you're going to do.
I was doing that. I'm doing a lot of poetry and spoken word with that, too, you know. I even sang some of the brand new Step songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about poetry? Do you have anything published?
Well, I got some stuff published, man. I got two comic books. One's called Nate Procrasto, the Procrastinator. And then the other one's called Ja Ja on the Telephone. And they come with CDs of music to go with them.
Really? You made?
That I make, yeah. Dr. Mad Vibe and Masai Mizuyama does the drawings, and I make the music. To the
awesome.
Comic books, yeah. Nate Procrasto and Ja Ja on the Telephone. And I'm working on this other book. I got this other book coming out called The Olegna Phenomenon.
Did you grow up a comic book guy? Were you a
Not really.
Nerd?
Not really.
You don't seem like a nerd.
But Masai Mizuyama is this artist from Japan.
Uh-huh.
And so I met her probably like in like late 80s, early 90s, and she showed me a picture. Of a picture she drew of the song called Karma Tsunami.
Uh-huh.
A Fishbone song called Karma Tsunami.
Yeah.
And she drew this picture, man. I was like, whoa, I fell in love with her art ever since from the gate. So she has been interpreting my image and my likeness through her art, man. She draws all the comic books, the t-shirts, all of that.
That's awesome.
did
you
this.
Yeah, she did that. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I like it.
That's just some of her stuff.
Yeah.
And that's my poetry, chasing away all the evil with optimistic yes vests to keep me from drowning in a cauldron of sadness when you can levitate with gladness. Trust me, I'm a doctor, Dr. Mad Vibe.
Dr. Mad Vibe.
Yeah.
That's a different project.
Yeah.
What is it?
Dr. Mad Vibe?
Yeah. Is that just you solo?
It's just me. And I play
and that's
all
the, doing that, the poetry
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, I play all the yeah, poetry yeah. and I play all the instruments, at least for my CD. I play the drums, I play the bass saxophone, baritone, tenor, alto, and soprano sax. I play the keyboards, the theremin, percussion, background, and lead vocals.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's fun to do that, and, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I, you know, I can get out, I got the means to play all the instruments to make the song come out of my head into reality, so I do it like that. And then I got this other project called Mad Vibe and the Missing Links.
Sounds good.
Four Piece in L.A. Nice. And then I got this other group called the Mad Vibe Orchestra, and that's with Vaudeville Society.
Who's that?
Vaudeville Society is a circus in San Francisco.
Okay.
And so I got an orchestra with them. It's like a 13-piece orchestra. And then I did this other project called a Mad Vibe Brass Band, and that was in France, and that was with this band called Cirque Mus de Bou, and they were my band for like about a month over there in France. Yeah.
Like we're the long haul band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The long haul band, yeah.
Long haul band.
The long haul band, that's right, for the long haul.
So
we
man,
it for the long haul.
When you guys come to a thing, and this is it's going to both of you guys because you work together on this same project. When you come here and you're doing you're doing all these shows. When you're here, what is it that you're trying to get out of it? Like, you know what I mean? Angelo, you've gone through this industry and watched it change completely to a completely different thing.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, right.
I mean, it is a...
Oh, I see. Well, I've seen the music change to a completely different thing.
Not just music, but you've seen the industry and how
yeah,
you
industry.
Get it played and just the
hey,
format
man,
that it comes
you know
out
what?
On.
I got my own record company now. Fuck them.
That's good. Well, that's what it's about now.
More Map Records.
Yeah.
And I got a partner in San Francisco. We got a record company called More Map Records.
Oh, that's
we
great.
Got a whole bunch of artists out on it and shit. You know, it's really easy. You got more control over your own destiny. You know, if it fails or if it wins, at least it's your fault, not at the hands of somebody
right.
else.
Well, let me ask you this. You got an advance at some point when you signed your deal. Now you don't get an advance to live on or whatever. It's a different thing. Do you feel the artists have it better or worse now? Does the cream really have to rise to the top? You have to be really good to get noticed.
Man, you know, what is good now? What does that mean?
That's a great question.
What?
Because everything's good in a way.
Yeah,
like,
everything's good
know.
In a way.
Like someone is just good at what they do, and it's who's to say it's not good?
Yeah.
It's a very strange new world where because everybody can do it.
Everybody can do it, but what? I mean, thank you so much.
I don't
everybody
know,
can do it, but it's like for me, I've seen so many groups and acts and listened to so much different genres of music. To me, man, it's like if you are playing your music with passion and sincerity,
that's.
See,
yeah,
then that's what matters, man. I remember being on the Warped Tour, MCing on the Warped Tour, and some of them bands that would get up there and play, I was never listening to none of that
yeah.
shit. I'd be turning the channel.
Right.
But I had to say something about them, because I'm MCing them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what is it about this band, other than the fact that I wouldn't listen to them, what is good about them? What is good about the music that they're playing and how they're playing it? So I would grade the bands on how much passion they're putting into their music. Tyler, see that? Look at it, isn't that
your
shit?
Your song just playing in the background.
Yep.
That was not me.
That's pretty not good. It. You know what? It's funny, man.
How's that happen?
Right, so I
don't
great.
Know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Your song is playing in the background.
That's pretty
of the
good.
Podcast.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
How's that happening?
I don't know. That was
pretty
you.
Good.
It's South by Southwest magic.
That's good.
It's a South by Southwest miracle.
I know. It's like, I keep thinking, oh, it's a little corny, but let them fucking play it.
Someone yeah, turn it
let
up.
Them play that
yeah.
shit. See, this is good. Know. This is why it's good that we sat around and
that's
speakers.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
So whatever song was playing before and after this, but at least this one got in there too, right along with the ambiance.
You still get excited when you hear your song.
Yeah, man.
Me too. But I mean, you've gone through a lot of shit.
Yeah, so I'm just like, when I listen back to it, even Fishbone, goddammit, pain in my ass. I love him. But I am thankful for that too. I even hear Fishbone songs. I gotta be thankful that it's there, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when Fishbone's gonna be playing again pretty soon, shit, we're gonna play at Coachella.
Really?
Coachella and.
You should get fucking tickets.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna play again?
We're gonna play Coachella and we're gonna play.
You got a lot of
everyone?
Shows coming
we got
up.
A lot of shows coming up, man. We got practice shows before that. Yeah, some one offs.
Everyone in the band is there?
Not the original lineup, no, but we got me, Norwood, and Dirty Walt. And then the rest of the guys are fairly new. We got Rocky George in there from Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's interesting how you have balance between soul music and punk rock.
Well, man, you know.
And everything in between, right?
It's like, funny, man. I remember first singing punk rock. And going through my Darby crash phase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you were there.
Because
you
I was trying to.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I was there. But then, when I discovered Shirley Caesar.
What's that?
Shirley Caesar is this gospel singer. And I listen to a lot of gospel, too. But Shirley Caesar, man, Shirley Caesar's, she's got some really fast church beats. A lot of church music, they got fast church beats, too.
Yeah,
it's the same kind of beats as punk rock.
Yeah.
Except church music has a lot of harmonies and emotion behind it, but then punk rock has a lot of angst and emotion. Yeah. But they're both two emotional forms of music.
Shit.
And so that's what made me think to myself, hell, I can sing all this punk rock with some soul, man.
Right. Well, that's the thing
gospel,
that always,
you know.
It's like Brandy Steph's a little bit of that with the background, the vocals.
Yeah, we got Cat Glover singing on the end, Cat Glover from Prince.
Coming up on the end of the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, she's
right?
singing at the end.
Over the phone.
Over the phone?
Yeah, over the phone.
In this song, he got all fired up and well, she kept calling
he
him.
He get one of these for me,
but
man.
He'd be answering the phone like every 5 minutes. Cat, what's going on? Cat. Finally, I was like, if they're going to talk so much on the goddamn phone, she's going to be on this goddamn song. So, and she was like, I can rap. So I gave her the approximate BPM, put her on speakerphone. She did it a cappella into the holding the speakerphone up to the microphone.
Yep.
And she did it like a cappella.
Yep.
And then I took the audio from my phone and poured it into the song and lined it up.
Yep.
Tweaked it a little lineup with the actual song.
The future.
So
yeah.
And it already sounded kind of filtered as I came through.
Yeah, great. It actually was a great sort of ending to the song.
Yeah. So you guys have one more show tonight, and then you're done. And then what goes on after that? You guys go back to L.A.?
We go back to the Bay Area, L.A. Angela's going to be, like you said, he's going to be doing sort of a lot of Fishbone next month. And then after that, we'll start booking some more shows.
Is there going to be a brand new step and another record? Is there one in the works kind of being...
We want to make another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe for... end of the year or early next year.
Great. Yeah.
In a perfect world, because we have a booking agent, we would maybe just play like some more shows this year.
Yeah.
To promote this album, like what we can do, what's realistic.
And then start slowly working on some new ideas.
Yeah.
You know? And so far we've been sort of like, Jim and I have been kind of fleshing them out a little bit. And then Angela, when he comes into town, we just start working on it and show him our ideas. And as time goes on, we have like an album.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Is there anything that I'm missing? I don't want to keep you in an interview mode when you got more shows. Yeah, the website.
Brandnewstep.com.
Right.
Brandnewstep.com.
Brandnewstep.com. Yeah. We got some videos.
Get the record.
Chris put together a video for a Brand New Step.
Yeah.
And the Sacrifice video.
And
sacrifice video
on
back there.
Yeah, everything.
And yeah.
Yeah, everything.
YouTube.
File the records.
YouTube. Yeah. Sacrifice video. That's
just
the
Google
new
it.
One.
If it all comes
okay.
up.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to be playing Brand New Step with the Agape Church next Sunday.
Oh, that's good.
Because
in the
church.
Where's that?
Yep. Sacrifice and, Agape Church in L.A.
Fantastic. So is there anything we want to leave the people with? Angelo, I can't tell you. Like, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to call eight dudes that are going to freak out that I sat next to you and talked to you. You're not going to believe me until it comes out. But I am going to call. I'm going to call eight dudes. And I'm going to be like, hey, guess who I just fucking hanging out with? Yeah. I'm such a huge fan of yours. Listen, you have a voice that is so distinct, and it's something that you and I have completely different voices, but you informed me at such a critical time in my life to have an individual voice as a singer.
Yeah.
To have a voice that you recognize.
Yeah.
When I heard all this shit, I knew it was you singing. You know what I mean? Like, right, okay, I knew it right. was from the time, from Fishbone, from everything I've listened to of yours.
Man, one thing I loved, David Kahn turned me on to this when I was first starting to sing. He said, you ain't gotta sing like your favorite singer, you just need to sing like you.
You, yeah. David Kahn told you that?
Yeah.
Producer.
I wonder if he told Paul McCartney that.
He also produced Manic Monday by Prince. By the Bangles.
The Bangles, that's right. Yeah. There you go.
And he used Super Paint to do the, on a Macintosh, Super Paint to do,
oh,
your,
do that.
The,
to do that.
The
Fishbone single, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah? So, wow.
Watch that, it's a B.
B likes Angelo.
Oh, shit.
So thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I know you're really
welcome,
busy
man.
Doing this thing. And
this has been good.
Yeah.
It's the first time that we get to play, you know, just like it, like two and three shows in a row.
Yeah.
So now we really,
it feels,
you know,
good.
The music feels good.
Yeah.
It's feeling confident. It's good. It's good, man.
People are feeling tight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Tonight's going to be
the band sounded great. You guys all sound amazing.
Tonight's going to be the last show. At the, the Holy Mountain?
Yeah. You gonna miss it? You gonna miss Austin? Do you like Austin?
Yeah, I like Austin. It's a lot of music, man.
Yeah.
You know, I almost forgot it was this much music here. But
well, it's not normally
like
this.
Yeah, it ain't normally like this. It's just like the South by Southwest, right?
But it does have an inordinate amount of
music.
Live music.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot more in some places.
New Orleans and Austin are running neck and neck.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. Thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck. Everyone get the first full length from the brand new Step, Sacrifice.
That's right.
Available at thebrandnewstep.com.
iTunes. Amazon.
Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Angelo.
Take a big step to the west for flavor and for passion. Take a big leap down south of fashion for the season. Take it all hop up north. No fear, just cross the bridge.
Angelo Moore and the Brand New Step, man. That was so great to get to sit down and talk to them. I am sorry that it was so noisy and loud and kind of a weird sounding one. I'm really sorry about that, but it was great to sit down and talk to Angelo. It's good to know Fishbone's going to be playing Coachella. You should get out there and get Sacrifice, the Angelo Moore and the Brand New Step album. It's fantastic. They gave me some vinyl and I'm spinning it. They also gave me a hat. Okay, that meant a lot to me. It was special. Do what you got to do. Next up.